President Stacey?
Here.
Vice President Arce?
Aye.
Commissioner Jamdar?
Here.
Commissioner Leveroni?
Here.
Commissioner Thurlow is excused.
Thank you. Before calling the first item, I'd like to announce that the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission acknowledges that it owns and are stewards of the unceded lands located within the ethno-historic territory of the Mwekma Ohlone tribe and other familial descendants of the historic federally recognized Mission San Jose Verona Band of Alameda County. The SFPUC also recognizes that every citizen residing within the Greater Bay Area has and continues to benefit from the use and occupation of the Mwekma Ohlone tribe's Aboriginal lands. Since before and after the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission's founding in 1932. It is vitally important that we not only recognize the history of the tribal lands on which we reside, but also we acknowledge and honor the fact that the Mwekma Ohlone people have established a working partnership with the SFPUC and are productive and flourishing members within the many greater San Francisco Bay Area communities today.
Item 3, approval of the minutes of June 24, 2025. Item 12 of the minutes were edited to read, President Stacey noted the triennial public health goal hearing currently scheduled for September and also requested that a hearing be scheduled for September or October 2025 for the alternative water supply program.
Thank you. Commissioners, are there any corrections or edits to the minutes further? No. Should we take public comment?
Remote callers, please raise your hand. If you wish to provide comment on item 3, are there any members of the public present who wish to comment on this item? Seeing none, moderator, are there any callers who have their hand raised?
Ms. Linear, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you.
Commissioners, could I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Seconded.
President Stacey?
Aye.
Vice President Arce?
Aye.
Commissioner Jamdar?
Aye.
Commissioner Leveroni?
Aye.
The item passes.
Thank you.
Item 4, general public comment. Members of the public may address the commission on matters that are within the commission's jurisdiction and are not on today's agenda.
And I'd like to remind people that the Commission values civic engagement and encourages respectful communication at the public meeting. We ask that all public comment be made in a civil and courteous manner and that you refrain from the use of profanity. Thank you.
Remote callers, please raise your hand if you wish to provide comment on item 4. Are there any members of the public present who wish to comment on this item? Seeing none, moderator, are there any callers who have their hand raised?
Ms. Linear, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item.
Item 5, report of the general manager.
No items to report, Madam President.
Thank you.
Item 6, consent calendar.
Commissioners, any comments or questions on the consent calendar? No. I had a question on Item 6B, the Epic Sole Source endorsement. I know that the commission today is just endorsing the sole source nature of this matter. I wondered, though, what is the amount of the contract?
Urban Watershed Planning Wastewater. Thanks for the question. The EPIC portion of the project is $1.2 million, and the total project is $16.5 million.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Should we take public comment on the consent calendar?
Remote callers, please raise your hand if you wish to provide comment on item 6, the consent calendar. Are there any members of the public present who wish to comment on this item? Seeing none, moderator, are there any callers who have their hand raised?
Ms. Linear, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you.
Commissioners, could I have a motion and a second on the consent calendar?
Move that we approve the consent calendar.
Second.
President Stacey?
Aye.
Vice President Arce?
Aye.
Commissioner Jamdar?
Aye.
Commissioner Leveroni?
Aye.
The item passes.
Thank you.
Item 7, regular calendar. Authorize the general manager of the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission to execute on behalf of the City and County of San Francisco a memorandum of agreement with the City of Daly City.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Obi Nzewi. Oops. Oh, this one here. There we go. I'll start again. Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Obi Nzewi. I'm the groundwater program manager at the PUC. And I'll be providing a brief presentation to kind of give some backgrounds and status on this project. I guess it's going to be far away. All right. So this is for the Lake Merced Water Level Restoration Project. This project is a project that we've been working on with the City of Daly City for quite some time now. The Vista Grande Drainage Basin drains stormwater from Daly City, and that stormwater is transported to the Vista Grande Canal and Tunnel, which exists currently. That system transports that stormwater out to the Pacific Ocean at Fort Funston. This project is going to do a couple of things. The existing canal and tunnel do not have enough hydraulic capacity to manage all the stormwater that is generated, especially when we have large storms. So that results in flooding in Daly City area and also flooding along John Muir Drive in San Francisco. So this is a project, as I said, we've been working on with the City of Daly City. We've been working on this with them since 2001. We've made a good amount of progress on this. Daly City owns and operates the Vista Grande Canal and Tunnel, but the canal system is within the Lake Merced tract that the PUC owns. The project goals include the following listed there. We want to be able to address this stormwater management issue in Daly City and the flooding in Daly City and San Francisco. We also want to provide additional sustainable sources of water to allow us to replenish lake levels in Lake Merced. That will have a couple of benefits for us. It will raise lake levels in the lake, help us manage them a little bit more efficiently. It will also reconnect the historical watershed of the Vista Grande Basin to the lake. And that increase in water levels in the lake provides additional supply of non-potable emergency water for emergencies and also for firefighting supply. And then finally, this will also provide us some recharge, very critical recharge to the underlying groundwater basin within the area. So the project entails the following general pieces of infrastructure. There's going to be a collection box at the foot of the new canal system, a debris screening device that will allow this to remove trash that might come in with the stormwater. There's going to be a box culvert that will allow us to divert the water to Lake Merced. That box culvert is going to be installed underneath John Muir Drive. There will be two treatment wetlands that will treat some of the stormwater and further helping to improve water quality. And further north, there is going to be an overflow inlet. This will allow us to moderate the levels of the lake. If for some reason the diversion gets the lake levels too high, we can now funnel that water back out of the lake, back to the canal and tunnel system, and out to the ocean. And then finally, Daly City is going to replace the entire length of the tunnel along the same existing alignment and also replace the outward face at Fort Funston. So the schedule for the project at this point, we're looking to begin installation of advanced mitigation required by the Coastal Commission in August of this year. Daly City hopes to go out to bid an award for the main project, the major construction piece, in the fall of this year. If they're able to do that, then notice to proceed for the main construction would be spring of 2026. And the hope is that everything would get done by August 2030. Daly City is going to be in charge of all the construction for this. We are partnering with them, but they are running the full construction project. PUC is going to be contributing to this project to assist with the construction. The total estimated project cost is about $128 million. The operation of the entire system is governed by the Lake Management Plan, which we worked with Daly City to prepare. This specific request, this specific funding memorandum of agreement, is requiring that we provide $35 million to reimburse a portion of construction costs of this project. And there are some additional real estate agreements that will be needed here. We will come back to the commission for those agreements as we get those done and in agreement with Daly City. And of course, we're asking that and recommending that we fund and approve this memorandum of agreement for the project. Thank you.
Thank you. This has been a long time coming. You probably know better than we do. And it's been complicated along the way. So congratulations on getting to this point.
Thank you. Thank you.
Commissioners, comments or questions? Commissioner Leveroni.
As this water, you have the different filters and screens and everything that take off the bulk of, say, the larger debris. Does this go to any of our, disbursements into the ocean? Or is this totally, it's all storm water, so it's not an issue with our disbursements into the ocean?
I want to make sure I understand the question.
Right.
Are you asking if, A, this has any sanitary flows in it, or if this is going to any of our systems, or if this went to any of our current systems?
Correct. So if it goes to any of our systems.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't go to any of the PUC's treatment plants. This is stormwater that originated in Daly City and typically was just diverted straight to the ocean. Basically, what we're doing here, as opposed to just diverting that water, we have a need to help manage the levels in Lake Merced. So if we can get stormwater that used to historically flow to the lake to go back to the lake, as opposed to just sending it to the ocean, that's a win-win for both the PUC and for Daly City.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Should we take public comment?
Remote callers, please raise your hand if you wish to provide comment on item 7. Are there any members of the public present who wish to comment on this item? Seeing none, moderator, are there any callers who have their hand raised?
Ms. Lanier, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you.
Commissioners, could I have a motion and a second to approve this item?
Motion to approve.
Second.
President Stacey.
Aye.
Vice President Arce.
Aye.
Commissioner Jamdar.
Aye.
Commissioner Leveroni.
Aye.
The item passes. Item 8, accept work performed by Anvil Builders LLC under contract number WD-2903, site remediation 520 John Muir Drive, approve modification number 1, and authorize final payment to the contractor.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Me again. The request here is to authorize closeout of the WD-2903 site remediation project. This is the final piece of work to clean up the old Pacific Rod and Gun Club site and clear all the impacted material and contamination out there. So I'll give, again, a brief presentation of what we did here prior to the closeout request. So this project, again, was to do the final work at the old Gun Club site. It's located in the southwest corner of Lake Merced. The Gun Club had been there since 1926. They left the site in 2014. We did a first phase of cleanup that entailed digging up about 88,000 tons of contaminated material. And this was lead, shot, polyaromatic hydrocarbon-laced clay pigeons from their old activities. So all of that was completed in 2016. However, a piece of work that we did not finish was getting the old structures removed from the site. So those remained on site, even though we dug up most of the contaminated material that was on the site. This piece of work looked at just finishing up that last piece and getting the site totally clear. So the scope of work for this project entailed demolishing the remaining structures on site, excavating any remaining contaminated materials beneath them, disposing of all the demolished material. We retained one of the skid fields, and then also restoring the existing restroom, which had pretty much fallen into disrepair. And this shows an outline of the site and highlights the areas where we actually did work under this phase of the project. We received 6 bids, the winning bid going to Anvil Builders for about $2.2 million. Anvil received notice to proceed in July of 2024, and initially we anticipated completion of the work by November of 2024. As I said, the work entailed the demolition of the old buildings. All of them had impacted. They were impacted with lead and asbestos, so that had to be abated before the demolition could proceed. All of that was done, and then the excavation of the remaining contamination was conducted. Once the material was excavated, we had to do testing, sampling, confirm that we hit clean material before everything was backfilled. So that's kind of a few pictures showing that here. And after everything was done, the excavated areas were backfilled, restored to grade, and we have here erosion control installed on those areas. The final completion date ended up stretching to April of 2025. We had a few delays due to a couple of things. We ended up encountering more contaminated material than we had anticipated. There was a very precise methodology for our testing and sampling, which we had to proceed with. So that also stretched out our durations a little bit. And there were some delays from the contractor. Interestingly, we also found a buried cistern underneath one of the buildings on site. So that had to be addressed properly, removed, and then backfilled. All the work was completed slightly below budget, which was great. But we did exceed the project duration. So the request today would be to increase that duration by 137 days and then authorize final closeout of the project.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Commissioners, comments or questions? Commissioner Leveroni.
Was there multiple contractors that started the project on day one that were involved in the cleanup?
So it was one prime contractor, but they had a couple of subs, of course. So they had trucker subs, different subs that would do the demolition, a different sub that would do the abatement and the asbestos work, and then some additional subs, some for like plumbing, et cetera.
Okay, and the contractor now is a new contractor to the project, or was his contractor on that job before?
No, this was a new contractor. Okay. So this was a separate phase of work entirely.
Okay, and then if I recall that there was possible contamination in Lake Merced from the lead shot, was that part of the cleanup also, or that was left alone?
No, correct. That was left alone, if you recall correctly. We conducted a risk assessment in, say, 2015. I have to confirm that date. And that risk assessment noted that the lead shot in there was not leaching into the water.
Right.
So best to leave it alone. Otherwise, we would.
Exactly, they would leach. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And last question, is there a plan? Is that all SFPUC land there, or is it park and rec? Is SFPUC?
It is SFPUC property, but we are working with Rec and Park to see, looking at future redevelopment for some public use for the site, which was one of the main reasons we wanted to get this cleanup completely done so that the site was available for future public use.
Okay. And the purpose of keeping the one skeet field, number 4, was that historical?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. There are so many pieces to the work that's going on in that sort of Lake Merced watershed area, and it's all in process of improving the area. So great work out there.
Thank you.
Should we take public comment?
Remote callers, please raise your hand if you wish to provide comment on item number 8. Are there any members of the public present who wish to comment on this item? Seeing none, moderator, are there any callers who have their hand raised?
Ms. Lanier, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you.
Commissioners, could I have a motion and a second to approve item 8?
Motion to approve.
Seconded.
Thank you. President Stacey?
Aye.
Vice President Arce?
Aye.
Commissioner Jamdar?
Aye.
Commissioner Leveroni?
Aye.
Item 8 passes. Item 9, communications.
Commissioners, any discussion on any of the communications items? No. Thank you. Next item.
Item 10, items initiated by commissioners.
Commissioners, any items to initiate? Seeing none.
Item 11, public comment on the matters to be addressed during closed session. Remote callers, please raise your hand if you wish to provide comment on item 12. Are there any members of the public present who wish to comment on this item? Seeing none, moderator, are there any callers who have their hand raised?
Ms. Lanier, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you.
Commissioners, could I have a motion and a second on whether to assert the attorney-client privilege regarding the matters listed in item 12?
I move that we assert the attorney-client privilege.
Second.
Thank you.
President Stacey?
Aye.
Vice President Arce?
Aye.
Commissioner Jamdar?
Aye.
Commissioner Leveroni?
Aye.
The item passes.
Thank you.
SFGovTV, San Francisco Government Television.
Thank you.
SFGovTV. San Francisco Government Television.
Are we back in open session? I'd like to announce that the item we heard in closed session was for discussion purposes only, and the commission took no action in closed session. Commissioners, could I have a motion on and a second on whether to disclose our attorney-client discussion in closed session?
I move that we do not disclose.
Seconded.
Thank you.
President Stacey?
Aye.
Vice President Arce?
Aye.
Commissioner Jamdar?
Aye.
Commissioner Loveroni?
Aye.
The item passes.
Thank you. And the meeting is adjourned.